Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Daniel Sturridge, Give the Man a Break, by Hamza Kelly Clunat. In a recent interview, Daniel Sturridge claimed that he believed he was Liverpool's best striker. Yet in the comments section below the online article, a debate raged over Sturridge again, with familiar words and phrases bandied about. A select few are below: arrogant, selfish, injury prone, poor attitude, incompatible. Once again, Daniel Sturridge is criticised and hounded for doing next to nothing. It's about time we gave this player a break. Daniel Sturridge, since arriving at the club, has in my eyes been a fantastic servant and a player genuinely worthy of donning the jersey, making the number 15 his own. When he arrived, the question marks were raised about his attitude and his selfishness. He's too arrogant. This is a player who, on his own initiative, decided to take Jordan Ibe, Raheem Sterling, Shea Ojo and Divock Origi, amongst others, under his wing during training and tried to help develop them as players. And for Origi specifically, he attempted to help him cope with his injury after last season's horror tackle by Funes Mori. He's known for working with other young forwards within the club and sets a brilliant example for them in training, helping them develop and raise their game. This is also the same player who, after away defeats, while some players elect to go down the tunnel straight away, goes over to the travelling fan, shows his appreciation and hands a shirt to the young fans. He's been seen giving his shirt and kit away to fans in car parks too, when he could easily have gone away, minding his own business. Yet this is expected of good footballers. But a player who is arrogant would hardly act like this. So the assumption of arrogance is conflated with his confidence, which I'll consider later. But he said he's Liverpool's best striker. Well, my response to this is twofold. First, factually, he is certainly Liverpool's best striker. His goals to game ratio is stellar. His finishing prowess far exceeds any player at the club, and he has won more games for us than any other current striker. Second, why would you want a player at your club that does not believe he can be the best? Confidence is absolutely vital to any top player, especially so for a striker who's had to overcome numerous injuries that would no doubt challenge the resolve of even the most resolute player. It is this attitude that Liverpool need, a player willing to push himself to be the best he can so that the team can be the best it can. He's too selfish. He's a striker. If Daniel Sturridge wasn't selfish, he wouldn't score goals and Liverpool would not have won as many games as they have in recent years. A player that takes and makes his own chances should be applauded and encouraged. When Coutinho early in his Liverpool career would cut in and take pot shots from distance, the majority of the time the shot was either saved or went wide. Now he's a long shot specialist. Why do fans treat Coutinho different to Sturridge when it comes to shooting? Daniel Sturridge has been criticised and questioned so many times, it's evident he feels he has a point to prove. Of course he's going to try to shoot and to score when he can, so he can get back into the team, start, score goals and contribute as he feels he should. No top striker worth their salt would prefer to make substitute appearances at the age of 27 and, when called upon from the bench, prefer to pass off opportunities to force themselves back into the team. He's injury prone. And yet, time and again, he comes back into the team, looking fresh as always and willing to contribute. For some reason, Daniel Sturridge is blamed for his injuries. It's not as if he chooses to get injured and miss games. We've seen clips of him looking dissatisfied on the bench, and that's exactly what you want from your striker. An eagerness to play and to score. A player content on the bench will rarely add the winning mentality a team needs to challenge at the top level. Sturridge has had a hard time with injuries, But his resolve is greater than that, and he should be hailed for wanting to fight to play for Liverpool. His attitude is poor. This is a player who, as mentioned before, has worked with young players, respected the fans, and has never criticised or spoken out against his manager, despite finding himself sidelined even when fit. How can his attitude be questioned when other lesser players may have voiced their frustration at finally coming back from injury and not being selected for big games? Even in the most recent interview he gave, he explicitly stressed how he supported the manager's decision and noted how he would put his head down and attempt to earn a starting position permanently. He's incompatible with Klopp's system. Wrong. There are games when playing a false nine is more suitable to breaking down the opposition, but that's true of many different players. The team should be able to adapt and change and respond to different challenges it may face. But in the 2-1 victory against Chelsea this season, Sturridge started and Liverpool scored both goals in the half that he played. Yes, against Manchester United he struggled, but which lone striker would not struggle when trying to break free from behind two defensive lines and with poor service to him? The same can be said of the 1-0 loss to Southampton recently. A striker can only contribute in goals when they have the ball. There's no point blaming Sturridge for the midfield's creative deficiencies on any one day. Why do you stick up for him? Because I truly believe in him. He's a fantastic talent and one who, more than anything, we can see really wants to play for Liverpool and really wants to win titles for Liverpool. He's brought the fans joy countless times and is a certified game winner, but I feel his struggle with injuries should be our struggle too. Getting injured is mentally crushing, and when we remember that Liverpool's anthem is "You'll Never Walk Alone," it seems wrong to give Sturridge the cold shoulder when he's been unlucky. Liverpool gave him a break when he struggled to get game time at Chelsea, and Liverpool stuck with him through his injury troubles. After all that effort, and considering it would be near impossible to buy a player on the current market with his natural finishing prowess, it seems right to stick with Sturridge, through thick and thin. Ultimately, it's about time the fans got off Sturridge's back and encouraged him to take a shot first time or sang a song about him, because you'd be hard-pressed to find a player so genuinely committed and resolute as Daniel Sturridge, and one who will make the difference when it counts. As I was reading Hamza's article there, I was struck by the use of the word resolve several times, and it brought me back in a horrible flash to that wonder of the modern game, Roy Hodgson, who used that very word to talk about Daniel and his desire to play for his country. That whole incident with old Royston testing his resolve and ultimately breaking him, it's left me, I have to say, even less kindly disposed towards the old curmudgeon. But the point Hamza makes, I think, is an interesting one. At the back of this article is this concept of why has Sturridge not been taken to the hearts of the fans in the way that other players have? And that is undeniable. It is undeniable. The song thing, the point that Hamza makes about the song is a very good one. But that's an obvious one that we can hear in the stands on the day. But there is this thing, this belief that there's an attitudinal issue. It was there when he came first and people bought into it. And it's crept back in slowly over time. And when he's out, it grows. And you wonder what's behind it. You wonder if it's not something pretty unsavoury, I have to be honest. And then, you know, I'll be shouted down for that and people say, no, it's just this, that and the other. Fine, you know, lay out your litany of annoyances. I've probably felt every one of them too, if they're legitimate. But I do overall row in behind the general sentiment of this is a wonderful player. And I don't really understand the comparative lack of popularity when you think about some of the people who've received the full backing of supporters over the years. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.